A coalition of nursing and other healthcare organizations is pushing back against a Trump administration plan that could limit access to some student loans. Students pursuing graduate degrees in nursing, physical therapy, and some other fields would face tighter federal student loan limits under the plan because it doesn't consider them professional programs. The revamp is part of an overhaul passed by Congress in Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Under current rules, graduate students can borrow loans up to the cost of their degree, but the new rules would set caps depending on whether the degree is considered a graduate or professional program. Representative Friedman says this threatens the healthcare system everyone depends on.
We know that you cannot fix a healthcare shortage by making it harder for people to go to school and become a healthcare professional. Every empty hospital bed, every closed clinic, every delayed diagnosis, that's the cost of this policy. No one knows when they're going to need care, and that's why undercutting the next generation of medical professionals puts us all at risk.
Capping federal student loans could make the ongoing healthcare worker shortage even worse, forcing students to seek more expensive private loans and threaten patient care. The Education Department is defining certain fields as professional programs, including law, medicine, pharmacy, veterinary medicine, and theology, among others. Left out are nursing, physical therapy, dental hygiene, occupational therapy, and social work, as well as fields outside of healthcare like architecture and education. Arame Anvarzada is president of the American Occupational Therapy Association. She explains the purpose of occupational therapy and other healthcare professions.
It's to promote and enhance physical and mental health and well-being to ensure that individuals and populations can function in this society. The Department of Education's intention to exclude occupational therapy among other critical healthcare professions from its definition of professional programs will ultimately result in exactly the opposite.
According to a 2019 report from the United States Census Bureau, over 85% of nursing jobs are held by women, as are three-quarters of all healthcare jobs. Guillermo Mendoza Lujan is the Secretary Treasurer for the Local Service Employees International Union 121 RN branch. He says the changes are unfair for people looking to enter the healthcare field, especially those with disadvantages.
Becoming a registered nurse is dedicating yourself to caring for others. It should not come with a lifetime of debt. No one should have to choose between serving their community and staying financially afloat. The proposed Trump rule says nursing isn't a professional degree. Let's be honest. That's not just bureaucratic. It's insulting and flat out wrong. And it's a direct attack on minorities and women of color. This rule would rip away access to federal loans so many of us relied on.
While the plan to limit funding for healthcare students is still being finalized, the new student loan caps would take effect next July. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.